Okay, welcome back again to another episode of Talking Through the Medias. We're going to go over Batman, Superman. The copyright is about to end. Will they go through the same BS that Disney did? And Miss She-Hulk is not going to have a second season because she said that Disney went over budget. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit more on. Oh, this alcohol is kicking in here on the Talking Through the Medias. Guys, I'm your host, Chris Fagan. Let me just stop mumbling through my words. Joining me today, as always, is let's start with the bane of my existence, Tabitha. Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Sorry, you know how I do it. Every time I have any kind of hiccup, I fumble. I start, you know, this is
we all good.
This is the second stream, so I messed that up. Also, as joining me is my wife, Joy Fagan.
Lovely.
Oh, see, very professional. She remembered where her camera was. Unlike someone here,
you
didn't remember where your camera was. She was Tabitha's mad because I rearranged. I promised that I wouldn't do it,
First of all, I did it.
I'm not mad by any means.
Oh no, I'm sorry. Ever so pissed is the word she used.
I was not ever so pissed either. I was like, oh Lord, because he once again changed it.
But I made the situation more intimate here. It's like more of a.
Well, but same for me. The camera
for me,
like you want me to talk to y'all,
but the camera's over there.
No. You still you can talk. You can look at whoever you want. But when you're like monologuing, you can look at your camera. But
your excuse of intimacy for this doesn't relate to her because she can't be intimate within the conversation because she's got to look at the camera over there. Whereas I can look here, but I still get to have eye line with you.
No, you can look wherever you need to look, but just be aware of where your camera is. So if you want to talk to the people.
You know that we could get used to where the camera is if it stopped moving.
We got some topics we're going to talk about tonight, guys. Let's get it into it. You know, before the show started, we were watching some videos from the 50s, and I was like, man, those good old days when these ladies were just less yapping.
The good old days. God.
Well, would it be for me? Well,
That's what I'm saying. For you?
For me, would it be?
I mean, we're in the same boat here, man.
On the male side of it, yeah. But everything else?
Not so much, man.
Yeah. I'm like, I'm still, I won't go there. I was about to bring up a water fountain. But let's get into the show, guys. Let's talk about it, guys. We have some topics we want to talk about. We're going to do a... Oh, wow. My tight 30 is already gone out the window since this is the second attempt of this stream. But it still applies. Okay, let's get into it. Let's go straight into it. What's our first topic of the week?
From Deadline, Tatiana Maslany on why She-Hulk Season 2 Marvel series is unlikely.
I got to fix your...
Which makes me sad.
Yeah. Well, Tatiana, is it Tatiana? She was just in an interview and she had this to say. I actually have it. So let me see if I can go full mass here and let's see if this works. Let's see if I got it. Pull up. This is what she had to say. Come on, Chris, where is it? Is this it? Yeah, here we go.
Four out of six rounds, we took it.
Red team, the speed round, absolute champs. Nobody speed rounds better than you. But again, before we take off, we are going to say goodbye to our friends one more time. Red captain tonight, Tatiana Maslany. Where can people find you? What have you got going on?
I've got nothing going on. You can find me on Instagram, not posting.
You put up like 5 stories a day.
Sometimes, yeah. But yeah. I've got no job.
Don't say job. That.
I don't. I'm fishing here.
Season 2.
Yeah.
Season 2.
I mean, obviously, it's a normal guy that keeps everybody tight-lipped, but should we hope for a season 2?
I don't think so. I think we blew our budget, and Disney was like, no thanks.
Oh, wow.
I thought it was the best thing Marvel had done in a really long time.
That's awesome.
And true to the character, true to the comic.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's all we wanted. So I'm glad to hear that. Thank you.
Yeah, so Tatiana was on a show called was it Codename One or something like that. I think their main audience is on Twitch, and then she just she revealed that she's not going to have there's not going to be a season two of She-Hulk.
That's a bummer because I genuinely liked the show. Plus, I love her.
Yeah,
but I love her, so I'll be happy to watch her in whatever else she does.
I guess all those. Everything's woke guys. I guess they finally win this round. I mean, but to be fair, now the writing, I feel like this is once again a situation where Bob Chapek, the former CEO of Disney, when he was forcing all this content at the sacrifice of quality in the writing. This is another show that I think is a victim of that. The show was good, but the writing wasn't as strong as I feel like it could have been because I feel like they had to rush it because of what Bob Chapek, the former owner, wanted. You know, fill up as much content for Disney Plus, and I think this is one of those shows that suffered for that.
77% Rotten Tomatoes.
I loved the show. Yeah. It was a fun watch for me. I enjoyed it. I think she's a brilliant actor. So the acting and my ability, it wasn't like cheesy, but it was still funny. I loved the way that she catered and broke the wall in the show. Like I always like that whenever they break the fourth wall and kind of like.
Oh, we don't have our notes.
Which apparently there was a lot of people that didn't like that.
I loved that. I loved that part.
People assumed that Deadpool that should only be reserved for Deadpool, not knowing that She-Hulk was the first Marvel character to or the first comic book character to break the wall. People want to give that accolade to Deadpool, but it was actually She-Hulk. She was the one who first broke the
fourth. I didn't even know that, and I don't. I'm gonna be frank. I do not get these what I'm gonna call intense psycho nerds who think that everything has to be the way that it was in their head for anybody to enjoy it.
About other like movies and things that. To the comic book population, oh, I hated it.
I know.
But the general population that don't watch movies like that were like, oh my gosh, I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
There were several movies that I was like, I had a good time.
If you needed to be.
I know that the other people watching it were like, oh, it didn't follow any of the
comics. I know.
And it was entertaining.
Yes, I can get that to a degree. I can get them wanting to see something that they read and enjoyed. And if you need it to be what's in your head so much, keep it into your imagination.
But everybody knows, in general, books that go to movies.
There has to be some change.
They take a lot out because
they take some liberties. They will.
And they change things. I mean, like The Walking Dead, they had to change a lot of things so they could drag it out for as many seasons as it went.
Hell, even Harry Potter's not identical to the book.
Right.
And it's just, I mean, for Christ's sakes. Get over it. Enjoy what is given. If you don't enjoy it, continue to read the comics and move on to the next.
Yeah.
But why do you need to try to ruin it for everyone else by criticizing things like, oh, well, breaking the fourth wall should just be a Deadpool thing? That makes zero sense to me. And now finding out that it technically was a She-Hulk thing first.
Yeah.
Which I did not know.
Yeah, but they want to give it to Deadpool because he's done it. He's become more popular with it, even though he technically wasn't the first.
He's become popular. I love it in the Deadpool. I'm obsessed with Deadpool movies. Love Deadpool movies. I think Deadpool is brilliant. And
I think he gets more credit for it because he can curse too. That's probably another thing.
It's a rated R movie.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, it's a rated R comic, but even though they bleeped it in the comic books, I don't think she was cursing as. I don't know.
I don't remember, to be quite honest. I don't know about the comic books.
Our other fun fact, which. Everybody already knew anyways. Patty Guggenheim as Madison and Wongers played by Benedict Wong,
was one of the best
were fan favorites.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the fan
favorites. I mean, they could just make a show with just those two.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious.
Which is what I was hoping that while that show would get another season. I felt like that was one of the shows where Marvel can be like, okay, we saw the mistakes that we might have made with the right. The only problems that I felt was in the show was the writing, like the stuffing the stuff with Incredible Hulk and Abomination and stuff in it. I was looking now, just like what you were just saying about how people go into these things with what they imagine it should be, mm-hmm. and then when they don't get that, they get mad. I was also like that too. When we were getting I was hoping that they would, because Marvel is known for making all their movies like focus on certain types of genres, like how Captain America and the Winter Soldier was a spy, was based on like spy dramas. Spider-Man was like those old movies in the 80s, or like they say they used it in the same spirit of 16 Candles and Breakfast Club and stuff. They wanted Homecoming to be. May have that kind of, they always find like genres to like kind of make these movies focused around. I was hoping that She-Hulk would make me feel like I was watching an episode of Law and Order, and then maybe some superhero shit might happen every now and then. But I felt like the Law stuff, like when they went into what was that character named Wong and mm-hmm. and Madison, when they were in court and they were, I mean, there was some Law shit happening, but it was funny as hell because she was hilarious. Those were my favorite episodes. I was like, I could have it to be 90% that, and then every now and then She-Hulk punches somebody.
See, I would have been the opposite. I would have not liked the show if it was Law and Order themed driven mm-hmm. and not like the way that it was set up. I felt like it was kind of a nice comedic relief in a court setting, which I really enjoyed, which made it more enjoyable to me. But I don't enjoy those types of shows. Yeah. Like, I don't watch Law and Order. I don't watch the other one that was a comedy that I can't think of what it was named now with
Boston Legal, Prince. Law and Order. There's a bunch of them.
I wouldn't have enjoyed that. What I was really hoping for, which is really saddening, and I know that this is an unpopular opinion because they're popular and the mainstream loves them, but I was looking to have something that wasn't so saturated in Spider-Man. It, like, there's so much Spider-Man out there. I'm tired of seeing it. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of it. I'm over it. I don't want to watch another thing about Spider-Man.
And I agree. I think they did a good job of differentiating it from everything else. Like when it started to, because I heard that, because I didn't read the She-Hulk stuff, but I heard that she was, after she became a She-Hulk, that her sexuality got intensified. I was like, how are you gonna pull that off on Disney Plus? Mm-hmm. But they dove into it. She started dating, and She-Hulk started smashing.
Yeah.
So, and that whole thing with that guy who was more into the She-Hulk versus her. I remember enjoying that episode. I was yelling at the screen. I'm like, dude, you technically are in a situation where you're in a relationship with two different women. Like, enjoy, like, what the heck? I would have loved it.
That was the part that I actually dug about this, is also bringing in this psychological aspect of, okay, if you really were experiencing this in the real world where someone freaking turned into the Hulk, they're also a person, and you got to deal with both. Like, I liked that whole getting to view that concept visually on a show and like getting into that dynamic, which I thought was funny and interesting and complex. And
I thought that was
an array of emotions. And that's the part. Those are the things that I really enjoyed, which wasn't in the court, which was about her private life, which is what I was interested in seeing in that aspect, was diving down into the behind the scenes of being She-Hulk.
Yeah.
And so I was excited.
Conversation that when he admitted in court why he didn't want her, didn't want to be in a relationship, whatever.
I'm a little sad that it's not going to have a second season.
I mean, Kevin Feige didn't.
Allegedly,
she feels like, because they haven't told her that there's a second.
Correct.
So anything's possible, and maybe, hopefully, maybe. I always feel like just like Star Wars fans, every time they feel like something is gone, then I feel like that you can generate some buzz and some energy around it. Like the Star Wars people, they always shit on the current thing. Like, and then when a new movie comes out, then they'll start shitting on that new thing, and then they'll pretend like the thing that they were just shitting on was the greatest thing
ever.
So I feel just like the same thing is gonna like the Marvels is gonna get shit on because it's the latest thing. But yeah. When the next thing comes out, like, why can't you be more like the Marvels?
I know. It's people are never happy. They're
never happy. Two of She-Hulk.
Yes.
And I don't need any more cameos from the Hulk. Just focus on She-Hulk. That's what I feel. I guess we're all cool with that concept, right? Yeah. What about you? But you just want more Wongers and right? Yeah. That's the spinoff I want. I wouldn't mind that Wongers and Madison.
Yeah.
That whole conversation about what she went through when she was in that dimension, the deal that she made with that goat. But I can't talk about it because I'm like, no, like that was what was that WandaVision? They kept thinking everybody was Mephisto. I think. Mephisto, yeah. That's who I think she was making a deal with. I think that's a good way to introduce. Anyway, I just
that would be interesting.
Nerds,
yeah, that was you went on a nerd tangent, but yeah, I liked it. I liked where it was going.
She's like, I made a blood pack, but I can't talk about it because I like she made it so funny and intriguing at the same. I was like, tell me more about this goat. That's what I was hoping was going to happen in season two, but we're not going to get it according to. I keep forgetting her name.
Tatiana
Maslany. Yeah. But hopefully Kevin Feige will be like, you know what, let's give it another shot. Guys, let us know what you guys think about that. Do you feel like it should just get another season at least? Yes. And should it be more Law and Order, or should it be more of what do you want? I want
more behind the scenes of being Hulk. Yeah. It can be work and play. I just don't want it to be boring court.
I like boring court. That stuff. That you tell us the truth. You can't handle the truth. Hulk smash. Fuck this shit. I'm gonna beat every. Yeah.
Yeah. No. That's no.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
I want more behind the scenes.
Warner Brothers should be preparing for this like right now. They're seeing what happened with Steamboat Willie. The second that version of Mickey Mouse became a part of the public domain, then it was the next day? Oh, we got a horror movie based on Mickey Mouse coming out. Oh, like what the hell? So. What do you think? Okay, so when Superman and Batman is the next biggest IP that will become a part of the public domain, I guess, according to our society now, comic book, blah, 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 blah. What are your thoughts on this situation? What do you think Warner Brothers could do, should do, or how do you think?
As a business, I can understand the strife that's going to be coming through to losing the revenue and for them to have the sole ownership of making these things and making the decisions for them. As a creative outlet, I'm eager to see what comes out of it. I think it provides more opportunities, more interest.
T3 Media should like produce a Superman, Batman movie.
Let's do it. I'm not afraid. But I just think it's there are, of course, if you look at it from the perspective of Warner Brothers, it's got a lot of negative output for them. They don't take any sort of precautions or urgency to do what they want to do with these characters.
Well, I thought trademarks, and I put that in the notes. I thought trademarks would protect you from that. I know there's a difference between trademarks and copyright, but I always thought, but if you don't own the trademark, can you really produce this?
But trademark, I think,
there's name, image, and slogan even after the copyright expires.
Yeah.
So how do you trademark though?
They said that because like Batman, for example, I remember in the notes it said that Batman is heavily trademarked. So that could slow down anybody who wants to do like their own little their version of the original Batman, the copyright that's about to expire, but they've trademarked Batman so heavily, which I don't understand why you wouldn't equally trademark Superman. He's the first quote unquote, our definition of a superhero. He's the first one. Batman is the second. But because Batman got so popular in the 90s and stuff, it's more heavily, more protected than I guess even Superman
is.
I'm
curious to see what they're trademarking and the wording of those trademarks. Like that's where my curiosity would come into play is like how they're doing that because my understanding of what the trademark is versus what a copyright is, I'm confused now as to what would
Like the body, the copyright of the body of work, but the trademark is of a symbol, a logo, and things like that.
So, like, how do you then use trademark once the copyright's gone and it's expired? How would you use a trademarking?
I mean, like, you can make a movie about the origin of Batman or whatever that first story was, and when, and you, as long as you use all those things that were in that original story. But I get, but I guess maybe the bat. I don't know, but it, but if the if that, that might be where the tricky part comes
because,
in.
Yeah, like if you can't use the bat symbol, yeah, exactly. Then, That's my point.
You can tell the story, but you can't use the bat symbol. You could have, what, you would have to have a real bat on this damn chest.
Like, I mean, maybe like working from the origin story, you could do the story
comic book where it was a team of sidekicks, Robin and all these other sidekicks that were there. They're still all
but
DC.
But in the cartoon, I'm talking about for my kids, what my kids watch. In the cartoon, they are even like hesitant on using certain associations. It's almost like it's hinted at a lot of information versus blatant whenever you watch the cartoon. Have you watched Teen Titans Go?
Oh yeah
because my kids are obsessed.
We're all caught up on
like
it
when you would hear him talk about like, or they would make references to Batman. It's always a satire.
They make fun of themselves.
Correct. But it was always done in this minimal way to where it wasn't blatant that it was about Batman. So I'm like, could you get away with doing something like that?
No, because Teen Titans, that the copyright of that hasn't expired.
Oh, I know. No. I'm not saying like copy Teen Titans. I'm talking about the concept of what Teen Titans has done in associating with Batman, but not being blatant about it.
As long as you're only using the materials of what was created that original source material.
I mean,
make a
movie about the butler. Like,
if Alfred was a part of that original story, maybe he, if he wasn't and he was copyrighted later, his copyright hasn't expired.
So if he's a part of the original story, that's what I'm saying. Like, there might be ways to get around it where you could still tell the story and it's assumed Batman,
right,
but you're not utilizing trademark symbolism.
The best way I can define it, if I based on going on memory, the best way I can define it is like this. What's that movie? Snow White and you use the Huntsman,
then it would still fall under. Yeah.
But if you use everything from the original,
then you're
fine. Yeah, you're fine. That's how it works. So Robin wasn't a character that was probably created originally. That came years later. So you can't use Robin, but you can use Batman because his copyright expired.
It's just an interesting thing to look into. I don't know enough about the laws to really be confident in what I could say can and can't be done, but I do think it's very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, the Dragon Movie Guy wants some Superman adult films.
Of course they do.
Porn is the first thing.
Good titles, but Peter's not on. He was the one that always had the porn titles for us. The crazy cop.
Yeah.
I'll super your man.
Superman adult. Yeah, I mean, well, they've already been making those, you know, without the copyright. Those, because it falls under the satire thing. Yeah. It's all
so
complicated.
Loopholes.
There's so many loopholes. Satire, is it? Yeah, things like that. So maybe Robin can come in like, well, it's satire, you know? Like, nah. I think Warner Brothers and Disney are looking for any way to sue that they can find. So I say if the copyright is expired, you're gonna use the public domain thing. Stay within the bounds. Don't fuck up. Yeah. Use that, like you say. If you use Alfred, if you use Joker, and if they came later and they're still copyrighted, then you've opened the door for a huge lawsuit.
I've watched too many Batman movies. I got to go back to the original story and actually see what was all in the original story.
Before we move, I'll tell you one. There's something. I don't know if you like documentaries.
I do.
There is a doc investigated this whole thing where who really invented Batman. This one guy is Bob Kane, I think, is always being credited for invented Batman. You see his name, Batman created by Bob Kane. But he only created the concept of Batman. Everything that Batman was made by a guy named Bill Finger. And he died broke, uncredited.
Huh.
And it was years before it was finally solved and
well, don't tell me everything. I want to watch
it.
It's
on Hulu. I'll tell it to you after this. All right, but we're already getting to the 30-minute marker of
it.
What's the last topic that I had for the show, babe?
Let's see. I see the tech worker that got fired and videoed herself.
The young lady that's trending out there who got fired and she recorded herself being fired. This this young lady, her name, what was her name again?
Brittany
Peach is her
pitch
is her user. It's like Brittany P E A C H H H on TikTok.
Let me see if I can fix that now. No, it's not gonna let me do it. Why is it not letting me do it? No, it's going slow. I'm trying to center joy.
Oh. You don't always get it right.
There we go. Fix that real quick. That was bugging me. But yeah,
we're in the state of
at will
state. So I don't have to give you a review.
Yeah.
Like this whole situation right here, honestly, I was like, I wouldn't have had the conversation if it was going to dissolve to her just going, well, I don't feel like this. I don't have to have as a boss. I don't have to have a reason to fire you.
Yeah.
I could just say, hey, we no longer need your services here.
Exactly. But because of the fact that she was recording the situation and because of the fact that they did not have the right, I guess, the right answers for her questions. And she pretty much proved her case. Like,
well, I mean, disagree with that.
States, then I
well,
guess it
I disagree with that because
that, I guess
she even made comments. Well, you know, like, why is this way? And this was this way. And this lady's like, I understand how you're feeling right now. And I'm not going to have a solution for these questions that you want. What? Because they were giving her an answer. She didn't like the answer.
No, I disagree with that. No, they weren't giving her the answers. And this, and here's the reason why on that video, I mean, it was like a 9-minute video and I went to the article and I broke it down. Here was the situation. This is the reasons why I disagree with that. Okay, so this is basically the conversation that she had on that phone with the HR person. Hired on August 25th. She acknowledged that she was on a 3-month ramp. Highest activities amongst my team is what she said to
her. This statement, highest activity amongst my team, but she kept bringing in a caveat with no sales.
When I was fired over the phone before, they had my manager on the call with me to side, because the game is you got to side with management. We want to fire somebody, and we need to arm ourselves to make it go as smooth as possible. That was the mistake I feel like the company made.
The only mistake they made was they just them answering. We're having to cut costs. This is one of those areas.
Well, but they didn't say that. I mean, that's in
actually,
hindsight.
They did say that in the interview, and she was like, "I don't understand why I'm the one that's like all. I have a bunch of people I'm being fired with, and I understand that you as a company hired all these people and then don't have the budget to pay them now, and now you're having to cut people back." And then her argument was about her performance. It could have been that she was too expensive and that somebody else would perform just as easily as her for a less cost. And that was a fine. It could have been that.
Did they ever say what state this was in?
Yeah, because, that part I don't know.
Because I know it, like, Joy, did it say what? I don't think it said what. Because we're taking it from the perspective of
our state and how it works.
And an at-will state.
But that's the only way I can.
Right,
because that's the only thing I know. Because
luckily we were able to fire people, like as long as we don't cross any constitutional
lines,
we're good. It was like, we're cutting back. Like, what do you mean by that? I don't have to explain myself. we're cutting back.
And I'm gonna be honest. I don't necessarily. First of all, as an employee, why would you want to work for a company?
She wanted to fight for a non-BS answer. If you're gonna fire me, is it because I did a bad job?
I didn't feel
is
it that because way. I felt like she just wanted to. Honestly, I do not feel like the company did the right responses. I think they failed on that. I agree with you 100%. But I also feel like
because they acknowledged it right there. The owner said we
don't always get it right. Yeah, I feel like they failed on that. But she also seems like somebody who just wanted to bitch. Like you wanted,
but are you taking that from a boss's perspective?
No, I'm taking that from a person who's not a part of that company, who has no stake in the game, I'm looking at her going, you are gonna, what is the point of you having this conversation? What are you gaining from it? All you're gaining is you're griping. They don't want you. Remove yourself and find someone who does.
But if you're gonna fire, but if you're
going along with, and like with the example of like a cheating
boyfriend or
girlfriend, what is the, you're asking for an answer that you're not going to get an honest answer from them. If they didn't straight up just say, hey, your performance, or if they didn't willingly give you a reason, you saying, I want a reason, they're going to just tell you some garbage.
Yeah,
to get you, and at that point, what does that do for
which
you?
Is, which is true. Recently, not to put it, let's go a little personal. My daughter was just in a situation in her elementary school where another student said some racial stuff to her. Mm-hmm. And when I got the phone call from the school, the vice principal was like, I want to assure you that the right steps were taken. And as a parent, I'm going to be, or maybe you, I don't know. Maybe you overpunished. I don't care. I don't know. But that whole approach of, you know, they're protecting themselves,
of course.
Like, because they're the other parent, because I'll be honest, because if I was the parent and if my child was bullying and then you're like telling the other parent all this extra information, I would feel some type of way too. But with all my emotions and everything that was going on at the time, I already knew what they were doing. They were taking that legal approach and everything. But the owner of this company, they acknowledged because she got it on recording.
This wouldn't be a story. Have it on film. So I hate that excuse. Oh, they're only apologizing because they got it on film. It wouldn't have been anything that they had to have put out in the public. Like, who would they have apologized to if she didn't have it on film and put it out for the public to know?
Or HR also made a mistake by not having her manager on the call.
I do.
Because they were firing her and not giving her a specific reason why. She had the right to ask that question.
Again, why would you believe them? Why would you want that answer? That's like asking an ex-boyfriend, well, why did you break up with me?
Oh, yeah, you know you're going to get a BS. You're going to get a BS response.
But that was the trap
that she got them in.
But why? That's my point. That means that she is not an innocent person just wanting to know. She wants to trap them.
Well, the question is, what did she do wrong? Besides the fact
I wouldn't take it to trial. That is not enough evidence.
But it is brought to trial. She's saying I was fired for a. I wasn't given the complaint is I was given I was not given a legitimate reason of why I'm being fired. We don't know if they're in a state like ours.
So
we don't
what?
Know any
Grow
of
up,
that.
Be an adult. A bunch of shit happens that we don't get explanations for.
But that's you bringing your
That's me bringing my adultness into the world. So much
but
shit
that's
happens
not based
in my
on
life.
The but that's not based on the video. The video is the evidence.
Okay, but my point is the video is the evidence, and she's mad because she's not getting she's not being told what she wants to be told. So you know what I tell people who don't get told what they want to be told? I'm so sorry. Grow up and move on.
Yeah, but as a juror, you're not being told to parent this person. You're being told to based on the evidence of what you're being presented.
Based on the evidence, I cannot conclude there's a winner because there's a lack of evidence.
So you say there's not a winner.
No.
But a minute ago, you agreed that HR made a mistake.
I agree that they made a mistake.
Then there's a point right there. If there was a 0-0 in the beginning, you've already agreed a point was made.
No, that's not how it works. You can't do it that way because she has not, we have not been presented with the other side.
No, but that's what I said. I said if this is the only
But then
evidence,
it wouldn't go to trial because I would need evidence.
No, that's not the question that I asked. I said
if it was going to trial, and this was the only evidence. But you can't, that's not how it works. If this is going to trial, then
you're
wanting it to be a trial.
I'm not wanting, I just made the statement. I said if,
but
I said
it can't
if,
be. Because I could have discovery but in could, a but trial.
You saying
take it away just means now it's 1-1.
Okay, so now you saying
take it away just means now it's 1-1.
Okay, so now how is it 1-1?
Because I think she was in the wrong where I thought they were in the wrong.
But if the point that she's trying to make that she was fired for a BS reason, how does her point get taken away?
I'm going to add in that there's apparently only 4 states that are not at will. So pretty much every single state is an at will state. Meaning they don't have to give her any reason at all.
And the chances are she's in one of those states. But the only way she out is if she's not. There's a very small. I think she's in an at will state.
Statistically, there's more of a chance of her being in an at will state versus her being in a.
So the only thing that you could get in trouble for if it's, you know, an uncommon, you know, race, disability.
Correct.
Right.
Which doesn't seem to be the case.
No.
It seems to be a money issue.
Don't have to give her any reason whatsoever.
Or at least they were smart enough not to say
I'm just going to be honest. She sounds bratty in this. And that's.
So you're about blaming the victim?
I'm not about blaming her. She sounds bratty. She cannot accept the answers that she's given and is throwing a tantrum about it.
Victim blaming.
I don't think she's a victim. I think that she lost a job.
It's fine to want an answer.
Yeah.
I think that takes away from real victims.
No, I agree. I don't think she's a victim, but I think she's now in a better position than she was.
I wouldn't hire her. If she came to my business, I would not hire her.
And that's another thing that people kept saying.
I will not hire
her. Doing something like that, but just like when in Hollywood, for example, how it's like the sexism or and all
professional rejection.
It's a blame the messenger situation. That she knew the situation, and I'm not gonna lie. I would play it the exact same way. I'm not on the phone with anybody that I'm gonna ask a certain combination of questions that I know for a fact, unless they were given this information from the manager. Because if the man, and this is probably why the owner. His statement right there with the mistakes that they made. This is probably why he admitted the mistakes that they made, because what he was really probably saying was, I didn't arm my HR my HR team to fire her and get this shit done, because we don't want her here for whatever reason.
It sounds like it was purely money issue. And as a person,
you can't say that I did. Did they dispute any of her claims?
No, like
money as in
the company.
Her salary was a lot,
and they couldn't afford to pay her for the task. It sounds like they had hired a bunch. They basically trained and managed a bunch of employees, and then they had to minimize to what they could handle financially. As a business, I get that. As a person who was maybe looking to continue my career and understand how resumes work, I would have gone, I understand that this may, you know, if I was her, I would have been like, I do not feel like this is a performance issue. I feel like that this may have been a company issue, and I hate that for y'all. What I'm hoping is that I will get a good recommendation for my next job.
Because I already know, no matter what I do or say on this
she's still getting
phone
fired.
Call, I'm still getting.
She still has to look for a job.
That I 100% agree with.
Lay off people.
There you go.
If you're going to lay them off, mm-hmm. if it's not a discrepancy in their behaviors
or
a discrepancy in their performance, I am 100% behind layoffs, getting a 2-week severance.
Which that we don't know. Now, for all we know, she's probably getting 2 months severance.
Could be.
You're 100% right. Is it worth burning all these bridges? Because now all these other companies are like, oh.
I'm a believer of the 2 weeks, but I'm also a believer if you're performing well and I have to lay you off, then yes, you should get unemployment. Yes, I won't fight that. Yes, you should get these things. I am a believer in that, mm-hmm. because I also believe that an employee should give you 2 weeks if they're going to quit and they want to maintain a good relationship with that business.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, I'm not going to recommend you when someone calls me. I'm going to go, I'm so sorry. They are not rehireable.
100%. Okay.
Also, I'm all about fair. I'm about equal and fair.
But you're coming from the perspective of
I've been an employee and I've been in a boss.
From the boss.
I can come from both angles. I have been both. Truer words.
I love it when a good plan comes together. Any other in the comment section? I don't know. If there were super chats, it would have interrupted us. But like I said. Peter Lang says, the thing here is I struggle to see what the company did that wasn't illegal. Yeah, no, they didn't do anything illegal. They just,
in my mind.
Last fire, first fire. It also reminds me of that situation where, like, when you go into, like, a McDonald's and you're a 40, 50-year-old person and you're, you know, you're berating this was probably like a 16, 17, 18 year old person, like on their first job. Yeah, you want your service, and you want the way you want it in a certain way. You know, quality this, and you, I'm gonna talk to, but if you don't, if I also take into consideration, like, this, like, why are you, you're a grown, why am I, you're taking all this anger out on this kid?
Yeah.
This is their first job. They're going to make a mistake. Like, yeah. I always give so much grace. And I'm like, I know this isn't really the equivalent.
I literally have to stop grown adults from yelling at minors in my business. And I put myself in between them because I'm like, that is not okay. This lady was saying derogatory terms about one of my staff. And I looked at her in the eyes. I go, you know you're speaking about a minor? I don't care. I go, you should. That's someone's child.
Yeah.
When my middle daughter worked as a lifeguard, you know, they just have rules that are given to them. This is how this works.
And you follow those rules. Things.
But yes, there would be parents screaming at them. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you're yelling at 15-year-olds and 16-year-olds for just the rules that they were asked to follow. They didn't make them up. Yeah. They didn't come up with them. They're just
They didn't come up with this name. This is a person you need to fire and go ahead and do it. And 9 times out of 10, that would work. But this one restaurant, we reserve the right to not to say, oh, this isn't at will state. We don't have to give you a reason. Then that's the end of the conversation.
I understand. To me. They were like, but those HR people also are trying to appease her, and she was just being
ways
a jerk.
That they have to talk, whereas they don't.
They have to follow their own rules.
Right. So they're you know, they are scripted. Follow the thing. They're not going to get on there and go, don't argue. We don't have to tell you shit. Like,
no, they're
that's not what they're
that especially
say.
Not.
But she,
HR,
but she's not. But she's
PC.
Not
going
to. But she's not going to give them grace. She doesn't have to.
But
she's the one about to lose her job. She doesn't have to say, "I understand your HR and that you're just doing your
really?
Job."
So
no.
Being considered of another person who's just doing their job
I mean,
is not a priority.
She doesn't. I mean, she doesn't have to. She's not working
to her.
They're still employed. She's not.
So you scream at customer service.
I didn't say no. I
so
said
you think it's
no.
okay for people to scream at customer service?
I said she's no longer employed, so she doesn't matter. She's not
getting what she wants. So people who call into customer service and scream at these people who are just doing their job and just following the script, it's okay for them to
that's
let
a,
loose on
that's
people.
That's a different situation.
That's what
that,
she's
that,
doing.
That person that's calling customer service.
They're telling you
that person from customer service didn't work for them. She did.
But that's my point, though, that you're talking about how it's okay behavior for the way that she is speaking to these people.
No,
she's losing her job.
What I said was it's okay for her not to give them an out and say, I understand that you were just being told, you were just given the name of a person to the call and fire, and that's what you're doing. She doesn't, maybe she was thinking it, but she didn't say it, and she doesn't have to. Because she's the one
HR
being, doesn't have to.
Okay.
She doesn't have to say, I understand your HR and you're firing
never
me because
said she
you,
had to. I'm saying, so,
but then
have
we agree.
I never said we were disagreeing there. What we were disagreeing on was her being righteous in it.
I agree.
I disagree with her being righteous in that. She doesn't have a right to speak to people poorly because she's getting fired.
I didn't see any words that she spoke to them poorly. All she was doing was asking why am I being fired? And she knew that she played the game. She was playing chess. They were playing a different game of chess. She knew she had one based on her video because she armed herself with the fact that she was the only one who knew she was recording. So she said she came off in a certain way for her own recording. I agree with this. She didn't know they were being recorded. She did.
And she played it. That's not not a good thing.
I'm agreeing.
We were talking about making her this righteous person in all her doings, and she is a shitty human who did some shitty things too.
Because if she was a shitty person, then the employer wouldn't agree.
That's not
that
true.
His words were, we handled it poorly.
I think that they made mistakes in what they did, not that they did things wrong. Like they should have had the manager there. I think that was a stupid play.
And that was the only. Play that she really had
was that they didn't have the manager there,
and she exposed it.
Yeah, no, 100% agree with you there. What happened?
Did you get something? It was a donation.
Peter. Now who's raging against?
Do your kegels, and you want it tight. Do your kegels.
I do those every day.
But that was a good argument, though. I mean, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate.
You just over there playing devil's advocate?
No, like, oh, I don't give a shit about whether she has a job or not. She ain't paying my bills. For all y'all know, I'm part of the establishment.
I just don't play games, and I don't like it when people do this. Like, yeah. One, if I'm gonna fire someone, it's gonna be because I rarely fire people.
Tabitha's on that because I said so. Tip. This is like, I'm fired. Yeah, and what? I don't agree with being fired. And
your point is.
And your
so point. Sorry.
Like, I don't like it either.
I don't like it either. But we gotta do what we gotta do.
Like, Joy's like, I don't like the fact that I'm wasting my time on this goddamn call before 5 minutes before I was supposed to be at lunch. But we're both here, right?
My favorite is when I have someone quit and they quit through text. I go, okay. I think they want to get a rise out of me half the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. I'm like, okay, I don't want you to work here if you don't want to work here, man. Yeah. Bye. I got 14 other kids waiting in the wings.
Tabitha's like, you want me to mail your check or do you want me to hang it from a string from the, like 10 feet above your reach?
I'm just
let me watch you jump for it.
I don't do that. I like, I'll have it available for you. It gets direct deposit into their account. They get it immediately.
No, man, you're better than me. Snail mail.
Again, I don't play games. Just don't.
I love playing the game.
Peter did give one
check. I thought I changed the maybe the robot's not working. I'm sorry about that, Peter, but I will read it real quick. $2 super chat from Peter Lane. Appreciate it. Tabitha is right, and we love her hair.
Yeah.
What the f- what?
Yeah. He likes her blue hair. He already said that.
What?
Thank you, Peter. Up.
Peter, you're bro code. Bro code.
Technically, I'm a bro too. And so. Then,
see, the last comment said, and that's why Tabitha is awesome.
Boom. What now?
What was that on White Chicks? The Negro, please. The betrayal. What was that? Didn't you know that this was an all white party, huh? Like the betrayal. Oh my God, Peter, you betrayed me. You're supposed to have my back, man.
It's okay. Okay.
Damn it. Oh well. All right, guys. That's we ended it up on a fiery one. You know, I probably 100. Paul, you know, I probably 100% agree with what Tab was saying. I just love to.
He loves riling me up.
Yeah, rebel rouser. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. One of us. One of us. Google gobble. Yeah, that's just me. That's me. I'm just as long as I can get that party going.
Oh, God.
But that's it. That's the show, guys. Thank you guys for being in the chat. And keeping us as interesting as possible. Let me go on full screen here. Let's get off that topic real quick. If you want to follow us on socials and all this stuff, follow us on T3 Media. Become a member. Hit the like. If like the damn video right here, help this channel out. Help this video out. And comment. Let us all know all your thoughts. Let's keep talking as always, guys. If you want to follow me, go to Chris W. Fagan or at T3 Media Studios. Where can they find you online?
You can find me on TikTok at Let's Have Fun 012.
Oh, God, here we, all right.
And then you can find me on Instagram at Tabitha.Jordan.18. That's me.
Oh goodness! Here we are. It just continues. Peter Lane, the betrayal, the betrayal. I can't believe it. All right, guys, that was this episode of Talking Through the Medias with Chris Fagan. That's right. It's my damn show. I guess it's Tabitha's episode.
Yep.
Until next time, guys. Have a good one. Peace. Enjoy the Tabitha outro.
Remember to like this video, become a subscriber, and share. This really does help us out. If you would like to watch more from us from T3 Media Studio, click here or here. Thanks for watching. Ah, stop.